Well, we're going to read from Luke chapter 7. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly, who was ill and close to death. And when he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. And when they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He's worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it's he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man set under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and the slave does it." And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. This is a fantastic passage of scripture. If you got a call today to say in the morning that Pope Francis was coming to your house tomorrow morning, how many of you would go home and clean up? Well, this centurion stops and goes, "God is coming to my house. I'm not worthy." So this time he doesn't send Jewish elders. It says he sends friends. And he says this, "I didn't presume to come to you, but only speak the word and my servant will be healed." In other words, I want you to come. And if you read the original language, come means would you put your mind to this? But I want you to do this. We don't need to see you and we don't need proximity to you. You can do it at a distance. The reason is because I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy for you to come. So he wants Jesus to still do it. He just doesn't want Jesus to come to his place. But to understand this centurion, when he says, just speak, you have to understand who this centurion was. The centurion was a fighting soldier. He was in the fight. He wasn't some general who sat upon the thing. He was in the fight. So speaking orders was really important to him. The Romans conquered the world through this thing called discipline. So this guy, he's a centurion. He's a Gentile. And he was known as a God-fearer. And Jesus marvels at this guy's faith. Jesus is amazed by his faith. Now, in the Bible, we only read two occasions where Jesus marveled about anything. You know what the other one was? It was when Jesus went home into his own home and it was said he could do no miracles. Wouldn't you love God to marvel at your faith? Well, if we're going to hear God speak to us, we're going to need faith. What's faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.